I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Doctors and medical students at MUSC launched the CARES Rural Outreach Initiative in 2018 to provide free medical care and health screening. To talk about efforts underway with the CARES program and how this program has adapted during the pandemic is Dr. Anita Ramsetti. She's an associate professor in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC, and she's director of the CARES program. Dr. Ramsetti, tell us about the CARES Clinic.
So the CARES Clinic is a student-run free medical clinic. We provide care for uninsured individuals, mainly adults, and we have three different branches. One is our rural outreach clinic, the other is our main site clinic, and we also have a pediatric prevention clinic.
What kinds of health services have been provided by the CARES Project during this pandemic?
We've had some restrictions, as you can imagine, really for public safety, including the patients as well as the staffing. We have had to try to balance safety with need. We've been able to continue a number of our projects, including the immunization clinics for the children that need their vaccines. We've been able to continue our main site clinic, as well as some of our services in the rural outreach in St. Stephen.
And what sorts of adaptations have you had to put in place to keep these services going in each of those areas?
It's been an interesting adaptation of both, I suppose, high-tech and low-tech. So for St. Stephen, we converted our food distribution portion of the health screening to a drive-thru, where we could still provide the food distribution as well as health-related information, but in a safer environment with less person-to-person contact. On sort of the higher-tech side of this, in our main clinic, we've adapted a teleplatform to be able to still see our patients and have full clinic visits by use of either a telephone or a computer.
And tell us a bit more about the food distribution aspect of this project. What food is being distributed?
We partner with the Lowcountry Food Bank for primarily distributions of fresh produce. That's where we try to put most of our focus so that we have an opportunity to share and show how having fresh produce that's whole, that's non-processed, can be a really important part of your diet in general, as well as a healthful way of addressing many of the chronic conditions that we face in South Carolina, including diabetes and hypertension.
How many people participated in the food distribution days?
During our last one, we had 220 cars come through and we fed a total of 254 families.
And besides distributing food, there's also been some COVID-related health information distributed.
The pandemic has been a scary time for a lot of people, and we have found a lot of misinformation out there. As a trusted group that had already been to St. Stephen, we thought it was a wonderful opportunity for us to share reliable healthcare information to help people stay safe and informed as far as the pandemic. In addition, we wanted to address some of the concerns about social isolation that occurred when people were hunkering down in their homes, trying to be careful. So we also were able to share verbally and on paper resources that people could obtain mental health information, social support during very trying time for a lot of people.
Dr. Ramsetti, thanks for providing information about what's been going on at the CARES program during the pandemic.
You're very welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.